profile has been loaded. Let's get some matches. Ooh, some good looking guys on here.
What do you think about height? Think someone has to be taller than you?
I am 5'9 and a half, flat, and when I wear heels, which I really do like to wear heels, I'm 6'1".
Then they all act shocked when they find out that 6 women are dating the same guy she is. Yes, because y'all all chasing the same 5-6 foot tall dudes who handsome and got a good job. I'm so tired of the heels argument. I'm just so tired of it. Don't ever listen when people say men are more shallow than women. Women are so shallow. They'll take height over character any day. They'll take handsome over character any day.
I, in the past, would only date guys who were 6'1 or taller. But I'm trying to grow as a person and realize, you know, I might be excluding the love of my life.
A few moments later.
I had a date cancel on me and we're supposed to go out for dinner tonight as a single mom. What is it? Like, what am I not getting? What am I doing wrong? What am I not seeing?
Like, is it that f***ing hard, bitch?
She seems so lost.
Do you think you can stop being such a baby?
You need to get a handle on your motherfucking life and take some responsibility, bitch.
Am I the only one who finds it super weird? Fully grown adults sitting on TikTok making rants about their life?
She says something about, you know, I'm realizing that my husband might be shorter than me and I might be excluding my soulmate. She'll never respect him. If she spent her whole life dating 6'1", 6'2 dudes, she's never going to respect that 5'9 guy. She's never going to love that man the way she loved those other guys who made more money or who were taller. And that's why women aren't dateable after the wall. Because she'll never see you the way she saw the guy she had true desire for years before you. Period. Yes, you're going to keep getting canceled on because you're the bottom of the barrel when it comes to these top tier dudes you're chasing. You're going to keep getting guys who aren't communicative. Actually, they are with women they actually value. And that's the harsh truth you don't want to hear, but oh well, you're shallow, so I don't care.
You ever been out with friends and realized that you were the only one not getting hit on? And then immediately thinking it's because you exist in a bigger body? It's horrible because you know that, like, male attention isn't the end-all be-all, but at the same time, it still hurts.
Well, now you know how 80% of men feel, who pretty much just get ignored by women. Actually, I take that back. You don't know how they feel because you still have an inbox full of suitable guys who would love to take you out and be good men to you. But you ignore them to chase after a 9, even though you're a 6 or 7. So that's why it's so hard to feel sorry for these women. Oh, I'm bigger. But see, the thing is, you can lose weight. It's a lot easier for you to lose weight than a guy to become a top tier dude. A guy who's 5'7 and just look average, he can't really do much about that. But you can get on a treadmill. So sorry if I can't boohoo with you.
Let's laugh together.
I'm curvy. I'm bigger than most of my friends. So my first instinct is like, oh, they don't want a bigger girl. This past summer, I was at a hostel and I saw these guys. I went to introduce myself and I was standing next to this girl that was just like complete Victoria's Secret, like the old Victoria's Secret supermodel vibes. And I was like, hi, I'm Juliana. And while he was shaking my hand, he was literally looking at her being like, nice to meet you.
Aww. Yeah, but if you was the average guy, you wouldn't even get the handshake. You probably would have just got laughed at. So this doesn't sound that bad at all, actually.
After that, he didn't talk to me again, and I got so mad. I left the bar, and I wrote, like, slam poetry on my phone.
What kind of shit is that?
I know you playing.
So many years of, like, pent-up anger and frustration that I feel like I didn't even get the chance to introduce myself. I didn't even get the chance to, like, meet them and let them get to know me. I felt like I was cast aside, and I felt like I didn't have any inherent value to men because I wasn't skinny.
But you would rather keep dealing with this than actually date a guy who's on your level. Let's be clear about that, audience. As much as this hurts her, and as much as it makes her want to write slam poetry, she'd still rather put up with this for the rest of her life than ever date a guy who's a 7, even though she's a 6.
I just made the first move, and I gave my number to someone in the tube.
Basically what happened, I was on a platform waiting for my tube, and there was this guy next to me, he looked at Mimi, he smiled, I looked at him, and I smiled back. Then the tube came and we both went in, but we both went into different carriages. So between us, there is like a door and little window, but there is no way, like physical way, to actually speak to him. I saw through the little window that he kept looking at me, smiling to me, and I was there like, do something, what can you do? I pulled out my phone and I wrote a message on my phone. Actually, let me show you, it's hard to explain. I put this on a window. He looked at me, he smiled, and he was like, yep.
Then he came closer to the window and he pulled out his phone and I put this on the window. And he wrote it down, he showed it to me, I said, yep, good to go, and he left. As soon as he left and the tube moved, me sitting in the tube, I realized I panicked so much, so I actually gave him the wrong number.
That's stupid! Use your common sense. Just use your common sense.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
This is just a perfect example of how cringe women would be if they had to shoot their shot instead of just waiting on guys to come shoot theirs. This is an example of how horrible it would go on average.
Anyways, if you or your friend knows anyone who took tube this morning, Northern Line from Clapham, let me know. Maybe we'll find him.
You know, this guy was very handsome. For her to be coming home and making a TikTok about it, and she trying to send a public service announcement to try to find the guy, we all know this wasn't a 7 or 8 guy. This guy had to be 9 or up for her to do all this. If she gave the guys on her level this type of effort, she'd be happily married by now.
I have an honest question for the gentleman, really, but for women, please chime in. Being new to the dating world, since I've just put myself back out there, I have noticed that people my age, men my age and younger, are no longer walking up to women and trying to engage in conversation. They're no longer coming up asking for a number. They are not, and if a number is exchanged, it is few and far between texts or calls that you receive. Even though there is a mutual connection, there's a mutual attraction.
She may smell bad, she may be off with sex, she may give terrible job, she may be terrible to actually walk down the street with, she may be very just awkward or mean or rude, so we don't know. You want a man who knows how to just walk away because he got something better to do and it's not you.
Yeah, men know women your age with sleeve tattoos aren't worth all that effort. They're just not. You're not 21 anymore. In her head, she should still be getting the same attention she was getting at 21. No. Not at all. When men get to a certain age, we know the drama and BS that women come with, especially women your age. So the enthusiasm isn't there anymore. Sorry.
But the older generation absolutely does. The older generation walks up, strikes a conversation, all of that. So my question is why? Why is it that the younger generation, why do you guys not do that? Why do you not walk up to women anymore? Why do you not try to go further along after you've gotten the number and started initial conversation?
Men just are tired of the games. We're not trying to chase you. We're not trying to deal with, oh, I'm busy, I gotta schedule you in and all that. No. And then guys don't like just sitting around texting a bunch of nothing all day. Guys actually have to do serious things in life. Work. You know, they can't be on their phone texting all day like you can at your office job. They're actually doing physical labor a lot of the times. And the reason why older guys are giving you that attention, because you're still a hot young thing to them if they're 50 and 60. Should have locked down your man when you were young and hot. Oh well.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000.
At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
6 foot minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.